Welcome to another podcast in the Naxos Sounds Interesting series, an engaging potpourri of musical topics. I'm Richard Kennedy, and today's theme is Sleeping Beauties. The 17th of March is World Sleep Day. Its slogan is Sleep Soundly, Nurture Life. Part of its mission is to lessen the burden of sleep problems on society through better prevention and management of sleep disorders. Ernest Hemingway would probably have signed up. He is known to have said, "I love sleep. My life has a tendency to fall apart when I'm awake, you know." J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations, written to help alleviate a nobleman's insomnia, might yet become World Sleep Day's adopted anthem. Knowing few bounds, music is well placed to invoke lullabies, the onset of sleep, and its otherworldly, dreamy state. Nightmares add the yang to the yin. I guess many people's first response when associating sleep and music would be the story of Sleeping Beauty, probably as told by Tchaikovsky's ballet score of the same name, but more of Charles Perrault's 1689 fairy tale later. I challenged myself to nominate my favourite sleep-themed work. I instinctively came up with several pieces from the Renaissance and Baroque periods. Purcell's Sleep came in first by a short head. It's from his 1692 semi-opera, The Fairy Queen. "Hush, no more, be silent all. Sweet repose has closed her eyes. Soft as feathered snow does fall. Softly, softly, steal from hence. No noise disturb her sleeping sense." This is Sleep, from Act II of Purcell's The Fairy Queen, taken from the 1994 Naxos recording, performed by Scholars Baroque Ensemble. John Wilby's "Draw on, sweet night" seems to be referring to a more eternal form of sleep, when the busy world is hushed, as Cardinal Newman's prayer goes. Wilby expresses the state of mind so beautifully. "Draw on, sweet night, friend unto those cares that do arise from painful melancholy. My life so ill through want of comfort fares that unto thee I consecrate it wholly." Let's listen to the version taken from the album English Madrigals and Songs, performed by the Oxford Camerata. John Dowland's "Come, Heavy Sleep" maybe alludes to a more ambivalent state, somewhere between a refreshing night's rest and a more permanent arrangement. Come, heavy sleep, the image of true death, and close up these weary weeping eyes, whose spring of tears doth stop my vital breath, and tears my heart with sorrow's sigh-swollen cries. Come and possess my tired, thought-worn soul, that living dies till thou on me bestow. From the album Dowland, Flow My Tears, and Other Lute Songs, performed by Dorothy Linnell and Stephen Rickards, this is Come, Heavy Sleep. In response to this piece, Benjamin Britten wrote his Nocturnal After John Dowland, Reflections on Come, Heavy Sleep, some 350 years later, in 1963. It's an exploration of the many moods of sleep, passing through states of intense agitation and disquiet, leading towards the final statement of a melancholy serenity, which resolves all tensions, melting gently into Dowland's original air. The transition is magical. Let's listen to the version by Serdian Bulat, taken from the album Guitar Recital.
Thank you.
Time to throw a token nightmare into the pot. I've chosen Procession and Nightmare from Act 2 of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, conducted by Kenneth Schermerhorn and performed by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. It may be brief, but Bernstein manages so expertly to change moods with seemingly minimum effort and maximum effect. To clear the atmosphere, let's sample a couple of dreams that are more relaxing. Here's part of Dreaming, one of the movements from Elgar's Nursery Suite, conducted by James Judd and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Depicting a sleeping child, it's scored for muted strings. Written in 1930, it was dedicated to the United Kingdom's Duke and Duchess of York and their children, Princess Margaret Rose and Princess Elizabeth, the current Queen Elizabeth. It was first performed at a recording session in 1931, conducted by the composer. Thank you. The 1689 fairy tale by Charles Perrault, La Belle au Bois Dormant, Sleeping Beauty, inspired Tchaikovsky to write his famous ballet score exactly 200 years later. It also provided the narrative for an opera by Engelbert Humperdinck, Dornröschen, which he completed in 1902. He subsequently constructed an orchestral suite of music from the score. Here's part of the evocative prelude from that suite, conducted by Martin Fischer-Dieskau and performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Ottorino Respighi's opera on the same subject, La Bella Dormente nel Bosco, calls for an ensemble of puppets and is addressed to young audiences. Premiered in 1934, it became so successful in his own lifetime that, along with his ballet La Boutique Fantasque, it heads the group of his most frequently performed stage works. Here's a scene-setting clip performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and the Slovak Philharmonic Chorus to whet your appetite.
Thank you.
Finally, a dip into Tchaikovsky's celebrated score for his ballet The Sleeping Beauty. No sleeping scenes, however, in case you drop off in your armchair. Here's the waltz from the beginning of Act One, performed by the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, Košice, and conducted by Andrew Mogrelia. Thank you for tuning in to this Naxos Sounds Interesting podcast. For the text version, visit blog.naxos.com, where you'll also find an alternative audio series devoted exclusively to new releases from Naxos.